Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The center fielder, Albie Pearson. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting fifth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Norm Zovchin. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Mokmus. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ossie Alvarez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pedro Ramos. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Pedro Ramos. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Earl Averill. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Moran. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mudcat Grant. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost takes first base on ball four. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson hits a fly ball towards center. Geiger catches it and throws to first to double up Yost. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive to right field. Lemon throws towards Mokmus. Mokmus fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mokmus. Avila moves to second. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a pop-up towards short. Alvarez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mokmus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive towards short. Alvarez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Averill fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Averill. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a line drive towards first. Power catches it and steps on first to double up Lemon. Two outs. Norm Zovchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zovchin hits a line drive towards the mound. Grant reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Pearson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bobby Mauchmus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauchmus hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ossie Alvarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Averill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Avila moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ramos fields it and throws to third for the out. Geiger moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mauchmus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yost. The throw from Nixon and he is safe. Yost steals second. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearson hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mauchmus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost juggles the ball. That's an error on Yost. Colavito moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-1 in the game. Moran hits a pop-up towards short. Alvarez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 1 in the game. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zobchin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grant for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 1 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0 for 1 in the game. Zobchin hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Mokmus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mokmus is 0 for 1 in the game. Mokmus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mokmus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Courtney fields it and throws to first for the out. Geiger moves to second. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Geiger scores. It's 2 to nothing, Indians. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Nixon hits a line drive into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ossie Alvarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarez is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvarez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Alvarez reaches second base with a double. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramos hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alvarez moves to third. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran misplays the ball. That's an error on Moran. Alvarez scores. Ramos moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ramos scores. Yost moves to second. It's Senators, 2, Indians, 2. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Yost moves to third. Pearson moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 2 in the game. Sievers hits a fly ball into left field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yost tags and scores. Pearson tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 3-2, Senators. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Courtney hits a pop-up towards short. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Erle Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Averill hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon pinch hits for Billy Moran. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0-for-2 in the game. Grant strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Billy Hunter now playing shortstop. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0-for-2 in the game. Zobchin strikes out. One out. Bobby Mockmus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mockmus is 0-for-2 in the game. Mockmus hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ossie Alvarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Alvarez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Averill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Avila strikes out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Geiger hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Senators, 3, Indians, 3. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-3 in the game. Power hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Severs. Power reaches second base with a double. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Power moves to third. Woody held pinch runs for Larry Doby. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearson. Nixon reaches second base with a double. Power scores. Held goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Erle Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Billy Harrell pinch runs for Erle Averill. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Woody Held now playing left field. Billy Harrell now playing third base. Neil Chrisley pinch hits for Pedro Ramos. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Yost hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pearson hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tex Clevenger now pitching. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 3 in the game. Grant hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Machma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Machma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Sievers hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Courtney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Courtney reaches second base with a double. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0 for 3 in the game. Zobchin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.